Good morning from Public Radio WNCW. The time is 8:50, and right now we begin the Friday feature interview of the week. My name is Paul Foster. Our topic today, the annual Mayfest Arts and Crafts Festival coming up tomorrow. It'll be Saturday, May 4th in Rutherfordton, an outdoor event that's presented in part by Rutherford Town Revitalization. Our guests this morning are Rutherfordton Town Manager Doug Barrick and also the president of Rutherford Town Revitalization. They've got a new name as well. We'll talk about that. That's President Ashley Lowry. Folks, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Great to have you with us. Before we get into the details of tomorrow and Mayfest, we'd like to know a little bit of the history of Mayfest. Would you discuss how it started and how it's grown over the years?
I believe we're in our 42nd year of Mayfest, and it started as an arts and crafts festival with the Rutherfordton Art Guild. And a number of years ago, Rutherford Town Rising took over the festival, and we've grown it into more of a street festival that harkens back to the era of arts and crafts. So the bulk of the festival vendors are arts and crafts, so either local artisans, potters, handmade gifts and trinkets and things. And so we're excited about having that, but then we've grown it into more of a community event as well with live music and fun and food and a lot of other different things too.
More to be discussed on Mayfest, and we'll get to that in a moment. But Ashley and Doug, I know you can both speak to this, but let's talk a little bit about the mission of Rutherford Town Revitalization, and then maybe go into another name that you're now going by.
Rutherford Town Revitalization, we recently decided to make a name change, and we're now changing it to Rutherford Town Rising. We believe that we've done a fabulous job in the community, you know, trying to build it up. We just want to continue that upward growth. So our mission is to help our local merchants and the town by helping them with promotions, things like facade grants and these events that bring people to their businesses to just help promote them and grow the downtown.
And we've had some great activity of late. I mean, most folks know the Copper Penny in Rutherfordton. That was a project that RTR worked on. There's been some revitalization grants on Court Street and also on Main Street. And we've been working heavily with our businesses for education on just small business growth, small business marketing, planning, and doing some online classes and some classes in the Woodrow Jones building where our hub is. And so we've really seen a change in momentum. And so we wanted to change that name from revitalization to rising. We've seen the town go through that transformation period, and now we just want to continue to be the catalyst to keep things moving forward.
For those of you that are listening that are in the local region here in Rutherford County or a neighboring county, you may be very familiar with Mayfest and have been here before, and you do want to come tomorrow. But for those of you looking for something to do over the weekend, if you're listening going towards Asheville, maybe going towards the Charlotte, upstate South Carolina, keep the event in mind. And I know Doug and Ashley feel the same. So let's get to talking about tomorrow and Mayfest. Exactly what part of our county will this be taking place, the location, and what are the times?
So be right in the heart of downtown Rutherfordton on Main Street from Charlotte Road all the way up to 5th Street. Will be closed. There'll be a car show on the bottom side, and then the vendors start on the top of the car show about Court Street and go all the way up. The main stage will be on the courthouse lawn between 2nd and 3rd Street, and the festival begins at 10 a.m.
But before that is the Gears and Gables bike ride, and they will have registration starting about 7. The bike ride will start at 8, and they have a 24-mile, a 41-mile, and a 62-mile route. So come out and support Gears to Gables. It raises money for housing.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned that. We've had an opportunity to visit with Rutherford Housing Partnership before. We know about the Women Roofers and the great mission they do. So, yeah, thanks for the reminder about the bike ride that they're responsible for as well. Doug?
Yeah, and we've got some new stuff. The car show, we started that last year, putting that back on Main Street, and that was a big hit. We've got over 100 cars and trucks registered for the show this year, so that's going to be fun on the bottom side of the festival. And then something new is our puppy kissing booth. And so we've partnered up with a couple of the agencies in the community for that. And so there'll be adoptions available, but then also the puppy kissing booth. That'll be open from 10 to 11. and then also from 1 to 2 following the pet show contest on the main stage at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
You can register your pet for that. I think they're going to do like a trick competition and a costume competition, so bring your animals with you and they can have a little fun as well.
Good for the animals. We love our animals. Arts and music, they're a big part of this as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. From the performance arts, we've got some local dance clubs that'll be performing throughout the day. A crowd favorite is always the IGA gymnastics. They'll be at 1:45. And then Rutherford County Line, a local band that draws a great crowd and highly talented, they'll be on at 11 o'clock. And then we're excited this year. We've got a rising national country artist in the Houston Bernard Band, and they will kick off at 3. So a lot of music, a lot of things going on the main stage on the courthouse lawn. So come out and have a good time.
And then my understanding is there might be a little surprise guest at some point on the main stage to do a little music. So
yeah, absolutely. There's going to be something really rich you're going to want to be a part of.
Okay, well, that's as much as we're going to find out about that apparently. But it is the Friday feature from WNCW. We're speaking right now with Doug and Ashley about tomorrow's Mayfest right here in Rutherford County, in Rutherfordton, to be exact. There's a lot that goes into an event like this behind the scenes. So I know you've got a lot of volunteers, a lot of people that are coming through. And Doug and Ashley, I know that's important.
It really is. We represent a group of about 16 very passionate volunteers on our Rutherford Town Rising Board, and all of them have put their heart and soul into putting this festival on. We get the opportunity to come and talk to you about it, but from Heather Meach and Stephanie Ronka, I know I'll miss them all if I start to name them, but Jim Masick, Rick Siegel, Willard Whitson, the list goes on. Heidi Odom. We've got a great group and a very energetic board that's been passionate about driving the town forward and helping with not only the festivals, but the behind-the-scenes things to help our business community grow. And it's been great to watch them be passionate about the town and then their passion reflected in our business community.
And then let's not forget how much time the town and the Public Works guys, the police and the fire department, that they go to make sure that we're safe while we're getting people on and off the streets and that everything's clean and cleaned up afterwards. So a big thank you to the town.
Before we wrap up this morning, remind everybody again, it's Mayfest. Remind them of the hours tomorrow. And if they wanted to learn more information about the event or about the revitalization organization, Rising, how could they do so?
Mayfest, 10 o'clock to 5 o'clock on Main Street in downtown Rutherfordton. You have two opportunities to flank that, too. So tonight, beginning at 6 p.m. at the Boy Scout Hut at Kiwanis Park, you can participate in the Women's League Rec Run, which is a 1 mile, 12 obstacle course run. Chick-fil-A will be there, Serendipity Snowball. All the proceeds go to benefit the Kiwanis Park project, and that'll be at 6 p.m. is the kickoff. Get there about 4 to 5:30 for the registration. Then tomorrow, Mayfest, 10 to 5 on Main Street in downtown Rutherfordton. And then stick around for what we call MePub Day, which many of us know as Cinco de Mayo. And there'll be a lot of festivals and things, face painting and live music at MePub in downtown Rutherfordton as well. So fun weekend planned for the entire area in Rutherfordton.
Doug Barrick, Ashley Lowry, thank you so much for being with us today. You've been listening to the Friday feature from WNCW.